welcome back to Radio Elias. In today's episode, I are here with us Ignacio that you met in the previous episode. How are you doing, Ignacio?
Hello, thank you. I'm doing very good.
And Vilfredo, that I replaced today as the presenter. How are you doing, Vilfredo?
Astonishing. Very good.
So, today's episode is dedicated to the movie Armacor. Forgive my pronunciation. I have a couple of questions for you guys, but before that, I'd like to introduce the movies for those who have never seen it or don't remember. So, born in 1973, Armacor was directed by Federico Fellini. It is, in fact, a semi-biographical tale as well as a comedy drama. The movie follows Tita, an adolescent boy living in Borgo San Giuliano and surrounded by a handful of very eccentric characters. It all takes place in the 1930s fascist Italy. First and most important question, how did you guys like the movie? Ignazio.
Okay, so first I must say that this wasn't the first time I saw the movie. As the first time I saw it, and the second time, I like it very much. I think this is one of my favorite Fellini's movies from which I saw. To me, the greatest thing about this film is the atmosphere, the very specific atmosphere you can get, like the atmosphere of Italy as a very specific country with a lot of specific customs and like architecture and just the vibe. You can get a really strong vibe about Italy from this movie, and I just really like this because it's hard actually to catch in a movie like a strong feeling that a place can give you. Mm-hmm. And I believe this film does it very well.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Ignazio. In fact, we will come to the Italian atmosphere a bit later, so thank you for introducing this subject. How about you? What's your take on it, Vilfredo?
I liked it. I think I liked it a bit less than Ignazio did. I guess he also saw it two times, and there was also a bit of problems with how we watched it. But I liked it. I think I prefer stories which are more like one chronological story, or one story where it's all more connected than this one, because this is like a story which is told in fractions or like many small stories. But that's mostly like a personal preference of me. I didn't find it that funny. I found some of the humor to be fairly dated, to be honest. And so in that sense, I wasn't like crazy about it, but I can see your point about the vibe of Italy and this stuff.
I think for sure the way it is filmed and the fact that it's several little stories instead of one big tale can be a bit disturbing. But let's come back to the Italian vibe. And my question is, what do you think of the way Italy and Italian people is portrayed in this movie? Do you think it is actually accurate from what you know of Italy, obviously?
Well, to me, the most important fact we must say about this movie is that it's very ironic about the place and the people it shows. It's all made in like almost comedic fashion. It makes fun and criticize the place and the people in some way. It shows the beauty of the place, but also shows the problems it has. And to me, most of like this movie and the people in it are very careless. They are carefree. They don't care too much about any problems, and they are just having a lot of fun. They celebrate, they make weird and violent jokes all the time, but they just don't care. This is their way of living. And all of the things that are happening in this movie are very, like, the people there are very emotional and they are very expressive. For example, the father with his son and his wife, he's always shouting, and he tells many times that he will go insane because of his family. So the similarity I can see is that people in Italy, to me as a person from Poland, are very, very expressive also. So the heat that people have inside them, that's how I would call it. I can see that
could be inner fire somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and how do you feel about it, Wilfrido?
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's a good way of putting it, I think, what you say there, like the heat inside of them. And like that Italian vibe of being super expressive. I think that that's true. I think they do get that pretty much. I mean, again, we're still pretty limited in our knowledge about Italy. But I definitely see, and I see that too in the people here, very expressive and passionate about stuff. Be it their job, be it someone driving bad in traffic, or be it whatever. I think it's very evident that there is this drive that you speak of. And also, I don't know if it's distinct to Sicily, but people here, they make jokes all the time. So I guess that's also fairly similar, and like over-the-top jokes too, and joke a lot of like morbid matters, such as death and and stuff like this, which, I mean, they do in the movie too. So I guess in that sense, it's also fairly similar.
Okay, so you mentioned the humor. How do you feel about the humor in this movie? Like, can you say a little bit more about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, the thing was, like, I just didn't really find myself laughing that many times, and I guess that's the most important factor of humor. You know, that is what humor is.
Sure.
I found some of the jokes, especially in one of the first stories, to be a little too reliant on like sexual factors, which I didn't find that funny. I get that it's a caricature, but it's still found it in fairly bad taste. I didn't find it that funny. I think some of the jokes were a bit too over the top, but I mean, it's just personal preference. It's just me with these. I think they were too over the top without being too clever, you know. But I mean, it's again pretty personal matter, and it will change from person to person, I'm sure.
Sure. What's your take on it, Ignacio?
Well, to me the jokes weren't like hilarious, but I respect why they were there, because to me Fellini is ridiculing some way of living. Like, he's ridiculing almost everything. He's ridiculing the school, the institutions, like the school, the church, also the scene with this main character making like confession to a priest.
Mm.
This is, I think, one of the most memorable scenes in the whole movie. And the humor is not, because I like the humor, actually, because it's not about just being funny and showing that, I don't know, someone falling is funny, haha. It's completely different, because it has a lot of sense in it. It's like a critique of some social aspects in every way. And what I wanted also to say, I think the most interesting fact about the humor is the part about Second World War, because, well, as I said before, to me this film is about being carefree. It's about being carefree, and all these people are so carefree that they also don't care about like politics in this movie. That's how I feel about this. So they greet Nazis with enthusiasm. They just want to have fun. They just see this as opportunity to celebrate another day, another thing. So that's why I like the humor, because I feel like it has a message.
Okay, so according to you, the humor in this movie is much deeper than it looks. That's how we should watch the movie thinking. Okay, Wilfredo, you have something to say?
No, it's just I think that's also the way that you can enjoy something. And it's like it's satire, you know, like it's a satirical view of Italy, and like just part of satire is just taking. Like making fun of everything, which I mean that I kind of admire that sometimes when people just do that, but still I don't know, I just didn't find it that funny.
Okay, have you guys a favorite scene or even a character, something that really marked you in this movie?
Well, yes, I have. When I first watched this movie about 1 year ago, I was really, really in shock how one of the scenes was good. And I mean the one in the fog, when there is just the fog is so strong that the people in the city can't see anything that is more far from them than 1 meter. It's really, really like dense fog. And the group of boys just are sitting in this fog and they start dancing. And this is completely out of nowhere. And there is this like kind of jazz music. And like it is one of like this dreamlike scenes, one of the best dreamlike scenes I have ever seen. And I don't know, it really gives me, like, I'm coming back to that topic of, like, portraying Italy, but I don't know, it just gives me a really, like, a similarity to the way those people are living. It's all about the carelessness that people can just start dancing in the fog, and this is beautiful. I don't know if it makes sense, but yeah.
It does, don't worry. Wilfredo, how about you?
I think if I had to go with one, I would probably say I like the one that you mentioned earlier, Ignazio, like the one about with the priest. I thought that was pretty nice, and one of the funnier scenes for me were, you know, basically the priest just didn't give a rat's ass about anything, because he just said the same thing to the next person. I think that was quite memorable and quite funny. Also how the boy was kind of fed up with like the stuff of the church, and he was like, hey, yeah, okay, I will go here because my dad says, no. I think that was a pretty nice scene. I also like the scene where I think it was Mussolini who came to town, where they were all just, we love you all. Ah. They were all out of their minds, happy with them. And there was especially, what was that girl called? Ignazio, the one who gave him kisses, one of the big characters, the one who got married in the end. You don't remember?
No.
Whatever, it's not important. But when she was like all over the top, amazed with him. And I mean, that was quite interesting to see too.
That's definitely the scenes where you can really see the satire. Okay, so my last question. Do you see similarities between the village that was portrayed in the movie and Sicilia, or more specifically, Acireale?
Well, actually, kind of yes. Because when I first came to Acireale and I was walking through this old town, let's say, I immediately, like, the image of this film, the images of this film, like, came up in my mind, and I realized that I will, well, that right now I can finally understand this movie, you know, because before it was completely different experience, and after coming here and seeing it, like the city on my own, like I, like the atmosphere, it's all about atmosphere, and the atmosphere that the people and the architecture is giving out, it's it really made me like in shock that it's like the feeling is so strong that I can remember what was in Amarcord, and now I can see it on my own eyes and understand everything better.
Yeah, and for me, I think there are similarities, but also a lot of differences. I don't know. I think kind of what I see as the similarities are like what we also talked about in the more general about the portrayal of Italy, like the fire inside people, the passion, the burning passion inside them, and the very expression-filled way that they are acting often. But I don't know if it really goes beyond that for me. It's also, I guess there is something about the way that the boys are together, actually, which kind of mirrors the way that the boys here are together when you walk around the city, honestly. Like, especially people in, like, the age group, they are a bit younger than us, you know? Like, they are doing, like, it seems like they are just running around doing kind of the same that they were doing in the movie. Yeah, I guess there are some similarities, but I wouldn't say it's like a one-to-one, which obviously makes sense since both it was made in the 70s and its portrayal is happening in the 30s primarily now. 40s?
I think. No, 1930s.
Huh? But yeah. Both, well, 30s. Because of yeah. Also the World War.
So it's both.
Okay. So I might have changed my mind. I said it was my last question, but to end this episode, I would really like to know if you recommend this movie and what for.
Well, yes, I recommend this movie, especially to people who are interested in Italy and interested in like dreamish vibes. But well, you can also find a lot of universal values in this film. It's also like a classic one by Fellini, so yep, I would definitely recommend it.
I maybe would to some people, but it wouldn't be like a movie that I would be like, oh, watch this. It would be people who are, it would maybe only be people who are very interested in both movies and Italy. Like if that's like that specific, because it is, I mean, I enjoyed parts of it, but it is also, I don't know, sometimes you can just feel the movies are old. And I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, but there is stuff with the pacing and with the humor. I think it's a bit dated. So I would only recommend it to certain people, if it makes sense.
It does make sense. It all depends what you're looking for. Okay, thank you guys for everything, and see you in the next episode.